Welcome to the Recruiting Masters podcast brought to you by the CFC Insider. We're Katie and Clint, and you're listening to Utley's Top Prospects on CanadaFootballChat.com, the number one place for all your football recruiting and prospect news across Canada. If you're listening to the show for the first time, welcome. We're glad you're with us. Be sure to follow us on our Facebook, Twitter, at ChatFootball, Instagram, CFC_football, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as sign up for your exclusive CFC Insider Gold membership today to learn more about the prospects that we are going to be talking about. So we are discussing, the Western provinces right now for the CFC prospect game tryout and showcases that are going to be starting this upcoming weekend, the middle of March break. And we've done Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Moose Jaw, and now we are going to be talking about Winnipeg. So Clint, let's start off with Marcus Wall. He's a cornerback, 5'11", 155. He's a great kid. I did an intros with Cato on CFC. If you haven't checked out those interviews, they're really funny. And yeah, he was a really great kid. But he's extremely athletic, really competitive.
Oh, he's super athletic and he's super fluid. He can flip his hips. He did a really good job both in the testing and in the competitive periods. And he was just, I feel like he's kind of just scratching the surface, to be quite honest with you. But yeah, super good kid, athletic, super competitive, fluid hips. He can flip the hips and he can pedal. He will be a really good corner.
We've got Nevin Brown is next. He's a linebacker, 6'1", 205. He's at Dakota.
Yes.
He's a tough, rangy kid who has great instincts. And I think this is one of your faves.
Out of Manitoba this year, he would be one of my favorites. There's him and Dario, the other linebacker, Machina or something. There's two linebackers from Winnipeg that I really, really, really like. Nevin's one of them. I think Nevin can be an outstanding middle linebacker at the next level. Kind of.
What does he play like? Can you equate him to anybody?
Who can I compare him to? Jesse Briggs.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Maybe not as fast as Jesse, like not can't run like Jesse.
Yeah.
But I mean, and obviously all those kids would know who Jesse Briggs is in Winnipeg. But like quiet, serious, good football player.
We've got Kiernan McDonald next. He's an offensive guard, 6'4", 260. He plays at St. Paul's. He's good frame, nice length, is definitely a guard.
Yes. The frame jumps out, though, usually when those kids end up. St. Paul's, you're obviously going to be a pretty good player because you might have gotten recruited. Good frame, nice length, but you are correct. Definitely a guard.
Carter Moore is next. Another offensive guard, 6'4", a little bit of a different weight, 345. He plays at Vincent Massey Brandon. Extremely thick.
Extremely thick, could probably lose a couple, if you know what I mean. Once again, a guard. Sometimes it's difficult to, when you see the film, to kind of gauge exactly what the competition level is.
Well, that Brandon team is not to be confused with the Winnipeg Vincent Massey team.
Yes, same as there's a Brandon St. Paul's too, isn't there? I think there is. Anyways, but yeah, no, both good teams. He's a good player. He's obviously thick. You can't teach 6'4". At 345 in grade 11, though, do yourself a favor and lean out. But they'll get a chance to see him at the combine, so you'll get some numbers on him, and you'll actually see exactly where he's at.
Yeah.
But you can't teach 6'4".
Jaden Holmes, so receiver, 6'3", 180. I believe he plays at Garden City. Tall, long, pretty raw.
Yeah, that's kind of
his
the gauge.
His film was just it wasn't game film. It was like combine-type film. He's in that dome, remember?
Yeah, there was no film.
It was recruit-ready stuff.
It was recruit-ready stuff. So he's so you know he's training hard in the offseason. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know, do they do tryouts for those academies? I don't know how that works.
I'm not sure. I've never asked Brad
that. Never asked Brad that. But anyways, he is 6'3", he's 180 pounds. He's going to get a really good offseason under his belt. So his numbers, though, you'll get an even better gauge of what's going on and how kind of what kind of prospect he is after he does his combine, and you'll get a chance to see the numbers. Can he run or can he not run? Yes.
So that's it for us today. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Recruiting Masters. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms to get the latest news of all the football recruiting rankings, analysis, and other news across Canada. This has been the Recruiting Masters podcast brought to you by the CFC Insider.